Good morning. This is Becky Spieth, the direct sales specialist and the Christian direct seller, and I just want to welcome you this morning. I want to praise God that we are able to come and worship Him and give Him glory for another magnificent day. I know here in San Antonio, it's a quiet city. It started off early yesterday morning. I think most people slept in and forgot to move their clocks, but also we started spring break. So I just want to encourage you, if you're on the call today that and you're on spring break, I just want to thank you for participating and being faithful and loyal to our time together. And then also have us keep those people in prayer for safety around spring break later on when we pray. Just so that all of you know that we don't record the prayer requests or the prayer time, but we do have lots of praises and prayer requests that we've been gathering before our call started today, and we'll continue and then do the study, and then we'll go ahead and we'll pray afterwards. But we want to honor and respect your privacy around your prayer request. You know, as I was preparing for today, I'm telling you, the Lord just was kind of getting me in all kinds of different directions, and I couldn't figure out which direction He really wanted to take me. So I've got a clear picture for the next couple of weeks on where we're going, unless the Holy Spirit speaks to me the night before and changes things. But for those of you that have been able to watch the Bible on the History Channel, that's been a huge blessing. It's been a lot of fun for us to sit and watch that with Jordan and the kids. You know, we've been recording it on the DVR, and they've been playing it over and over throughout the week. And it's been a blessing to see how embraced that series has been by our country and how encouraging that is. But last night, one of the stories there was around David, and I had already selected this as a topic, so I just thought, well, God is just so cool, because He did that with Moses last week, and then He did it with David this week. But one of the things I want to really talk to you about, it really relates to our businesses as well as our lives. And the verses that I'm going to read from today are 1 Samuel 22, 1 and 2. And it says here, it says, when his brothers and all of his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. And everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented gathered to him, and he became captain over them. And one of the things that I love about David, when he served, even though he was anointed as a boy, he served his king, he served his country, and he never dishonored. He was always respectful, and I think God really honored him for that. And I thought, you know, how often do we, as we're building our businesses, do we come across people in our lives who are in distress, who are in debt, and who are discontented? And he gathered them. Now, what they did is, if you notice, he didn't go out and say, you know what, hey guys, you know, I'm running from the Philistines, and you know, it's just been a really kind of tough time, and I'm hiding from you know, Saul at this point, and even though I didn't do anything wrong, I want you to come follow me, because I want you to like be raised up as my mighty army and my mighty men, and so that we can start maybe, you know, a kingdom later on or a revolution. Nothing like that happened. He just was doing what he was called to do. And so after they went out, and you know, they were singing and dancing, and you know, they were saying that Saul had slain his thousands and David had slain his ten thousands, that David really took the words to heart, which means he really got to think about them, and he started meditating on them. And even though he realized at this point that Saul was insane, he still honored him and he still respected him. So he went out and he escaped to a cave. And when he's in the cave, the word started to spread to the people around him. So sometimes, you know, once we find our place of lodging, maybe our direct selling business, or maybe a place where we feel like we're feeling pretty good, we're safe, we're on target to do what God wants us to do, even though the craziness of the world or craziness of maybe our upline or another leader around us, we're feeling pretty great. Then all of a sudden what happens is that his family first heard it, and they went to him. And then everyone who was in distress, who was in debt, and in my version here, it says everyone who was in stress, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented That means to me it was a lot of people. And I don't know about you, but when I was in the field and I was recruiting, I saw people every single day that were drawn to me and drawn to my business opportunity. And I know it was just God working through me. I'm not taking any credit for that. But they were in distress. They were in debt. They wanted things different. They were discontented with the things that, or discontent with the things around them. They were not happy at all. And what they saw is they saw hope. And I knew it was the Holy Spirit drawing them to me. I literally, at the beginning of my business, I had no intentions of building a business at all. I didn't even know how to hold a party. I didn't really understand if I made money. I didn't care to do personal appointments. I didn't care to do anything. And people started, you know, scheduling more shows, and they started signing up right into the business. But what it was is they were really drawn to what the Lord had to offer. And because of the company that I was with and what I was representing and how I was doing business by praying for people and just trying to bless them, they wanted more of what I had going on and more of what I had to offer. I never struggled to have high party attendance. My parties always had 10 to 12 people minimum. I can remember some shows that we didn't even have places enough for people to sit in the whole entire house, not just the living room, but we were out of chairs. There were people all over the floor. It was insane. There were many times I had 30 to 40 people sometimes at a show. And it was nothing. I was doing exactly what everybody else was doing. You know, I was mailing out invitations. I was, calling, making reminder calls. But it wasn't anything special, and I wasn't even good at it. I was really kind of bad at the beginning. I'll be honest, I was really bad. I wasn't even kind of bad. I was really bad when I first started in my direct selling company. But what I saw from the very beginning, as people were wanting to join me in the business, that the Lord was drawing people to me, that He wanted to be in my inner circle. And I will tell you, I did not start my business with the team that I ended my business with. Two great teams, but just very, very different. And what I was noticing as the people were coming is that it was for me to build the belief and the why in them, and then to develop their skills so they could be the most that God wanted them to be, where they could become as mighty as God wanted them to be and serve their purpose. And many of them went on to do other things, even while we were still in the field, very, very successful. But it was just we were just that interim time for them to develop skill. And so for some of you, I know that you get discouraged because, you know, we were like, oh, great, we've built this large team and we've developed the skill, and some of them move on. But if we are truly here to serve and people are to be called into whatever they're supposed to be doing, we want to allow them to fulfill their purpose and their destiny. But one of the things that I see very, very clearly as I read and I meditate upon this section of scripture found in 1 Samuel 22 to 23, I see that after David fled from Saul, that he had 400 men seek him out to follow his leadership. Evidently, he was doing something right. He was being a man of God. He was seeking God, and he was not being disrespectful. We have to be so careful that we honor those over us, that we honor our leaders, that we honor our company. It breaks my heart when I hear people talk poorly about, and their emerging leaders talk poorly about their upline or talk poorly about their company, because what you're doing is you're giving permission to everyone on your team to disregard you as a leader and to talk poorly about you as well, because we know that people follow our example of what we do. And, you know, many people that, as they looked at this group that were drawn to David, they thought, wow, well, they were in debt and they were not happy with things and they were in distress. These are not the winners of the country. You know, they might have even been considered losers. But God did a mighty, mighty thing in them. You know, they eventually became like David because he lived out the example. He led by example. And I'm sure he was a very caring leader. But he also he knew exactly what God wanted to have done, and he executed on that faith. You know, even some of them killed giants just like he did. And many of us have giants in our own lives or in our own businesses. But they first bought into David and then into his vision and then into his leadership, just like we do with Jesus and how Jesus developed his team. So I want us to think about, as we're building teams, what does this really look like? And I want to point out just a few key examples about what David taught us about his leadership. David attracted these men even without pursuing them, number one. So don't think that you have to go run people down and drive them crazy and become their stalker. You don't. You need to live out leadership out loud, God's way, with God's principles, and people will be attracted to the hope and to the leadership. We're craving strong leadership right now. Number two, David drew deep loyalty out of them without ever trying to get it. He didn't have to say, okay, now you're going to follow me, right? You're following me. Make sure you're following me. He lived it, and they couldn't wait to be with him and in his presence. David transformed these men without disenchanting them over their initial state. That's a big thing that we need to keep in mind when we are actually starting out with people that may not be in the best situations. They may not be financially sound and set. They might be looking for something more. Most people are looking for something more, just like these men were looking for something more. And he didn't get them disenchanted or sow seeds of bitterness in their hearts. You know, I'm sure it wasn't fun living in caves and out in the wilderness. I'm sure of that. Many of these men left their families to follow David. And David fought alongside these, I'm going to put in quotation mark, losers, or these people that weren't quite society's finest, and he turned them into mighty warriors. It tells us in 2 Samuel 23 that several of his men actually slew, like one man slew 800 people or 800 men with a spear in one battle. I can't imagine. That had to be the power of God in him, because I don't know any man that could throw a spear 800 times, let alone kill some, you know, 800 people. And Eleazar struck down the enemy until his hand clung to his sword, and he couldn't actually get his hand off of the sword. I'm sure it just cramped up around that. But he had so many different men risk their lives to be with him. The last thought I want you to think about this morning is, we're talking about David and his mighty men, as well as the law of buy-in that we talk about through John Maxwell, is that he made him a really great leader, but he also made him a great leader because from the very beginning, the Lord and he, as the leader, developed a mighty group of a very, very strong inner circle. And these are the people that are closest to you. And the Lord just spoke to me that there would be somebody on the prayer today on the call today that really needed encouragement around creating their inner circle, the people that are closest to them and their business. But what David did is he didn't wait until he had his leadership position of king to begin building his inner circle. And one of the things that I realized as I was building my business in the field is that the Lord was placing really amazing people in my life. The one lady that I can think of in particular was a mighty, mighty prayer warrior. Was she really stellar at sales or sponsoring or even booking? No, she did a little business consistently, and that's all that she really needed to do. But the Lord placed her in my inner circle and placed her on my team because she was one of the strongest prayer warriors that I knew. So think about the people closest to you and what the Lord's really doing with them, because we need to start developing, even if our teams are very small or very new and we're only leading ourselves. But David transformed his people into not only a winning team, but he did it by developing a close inner circle around him first. And as he gained experience and he grew in his leadership, he just continued to pass that forward to his men, and they continued to attract stronger and stronger people. And if you remember me saying a few moments ago that you probably won't end with the team that you start with, it's because you're not the same person. You're developing your leadership, and you're developing and drawing people that are stronger in character, stronger in leadership as you go along, and stronger in skill. But he molded those people who came to him that didn't necessarily have the skill. David was an incredible leader and a team builder, but in many ways, he was just an ordinary person. He never let the kingship get to his head until he really fell and he sinned. But the Lord loved him so much and knew his heart, because he constantly sought after the Lord. He was a man after God's heart, that the Lord still forgave him, restored him, and restored his kingdom. So he didn't tell him for the rest of his life he was going to sit in the corner and be punished, but that he would really be able to be used and bless and grow the kingdom. But I believe, honestly, even with David's flaws and his failures, that he was one of the greatest examples of the law of buy-in, how people were just attracted to him because he was the man of God that God created him to be, of creating a strong inner circle, the people closest to him, supporting him, being honest enough to say to him, you know what, David, this is wrong. Or, David, you know what, praise God, I'm going to stand beside you, I'm going to praise you. Or, you know what, David, I've got your back. Those are the kind of people you want in your inner circle, not the people that are killing your dreams or stealing your dreams. But he made his inner circle, and his inner circle made him great. So today I hope that this encouraged you to really look at the person you are. What example are you setting? If you do parties, are you out doing parties? If you do appointments, are you out doing appointments personally? Are you setting that example? Are you bringing your people alongside of you? Are they living your business and your ministry with you? And then also, who are your inner circle? Are you intentionally seeking out people that the Lord is placing there for specific reasons? And sometimes we have to seek out our inner circle, and sometimes we have to release people that are currently there, because it's just that we're at a different place in our own businesses. Well, I hope that this was a blessing for you, and that you're blessed immensely this week, whether you're on spring break or you're not on spring break. I just pray that your time has been blessed with us being here. We're going to go ahead and stop the recording, and we'll take more prayer requests, and then we will go ahead and pray this morning. But God bless each and every one of you, and I'm just going to pray a blessing over you and your business right now around your inner circle. Father God, I love you, and I give you praise and I give you glory for who you are and what you do for us. And Lord, I just pray in Jesus' name that you will bless each participant on the call today with wisdom and understanding, that you will draw their inner circle to them, and that they will have wisdom and understanding, and that they will have your eyes to see and to hear those people that you are bringing to them to be a part of their inner circle. Lord, give them wisdom and direction as they are forming their teams and their mighty men, their warriors, their kingdom builders, their ministers in the marketplace, their teammates. Lord, I pray that you know that each person on this call is dedicating their business to you and moving their business forward through your power and your strength. Lord, I thank you that you keep us righteous. I thank you that you keep us holy. And Lord, I thank you that you are blessing their business in a way that they could only imagine. We love you, Father God, and we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.